step to the right, please.
Costume designer Ruthie Carter has had a pretty remarkable career in movies, going all the way back to Spike Lee's third film in 1988. She's been nominated 3 times for the Academy Award, but it's her work on last year's film, Black Panther, that really blew up. You saw people all over the country in homemade Black Panther costumes on Halloween. Now Ruth Carter is getting her due as one of the leading designers in Hollywood, and her work was shown at this year's Fashion Week in New York.
So we're at Spring Studios for the Ruth Carter exhibit called Next of Kin. Next of Kin features designs from and inspired by I'm Gonna Get You Sucka, School Days, Do the Right Thing, Malcolm X, What's Love Got to Do with It, Selma, Chi-Raq, and Black Panther. And that, of course, is only a fraction of the projects that Ruth Carter has worked on.
In fact, she's so busy that when staff writer Doreen St. Felix wanted to interview Carter, she had to catch her at the star-studded opening night party where the costume from 1988's I'm Gonna Get You Sucka was on display. They were platform shoes with live goldfish swimming around in the soles.
Inside. Hey! How are you? The goldfish shoes are a necessary addition, of course. Hopefully there won't be any snafus with the fish.
No, they got them.
I remember on the set we had extra fish, so if something, heaven forbid.
So let's go back to the 80s. You're a student at Hampton University, and you decide that you want to switch to theater arts. What inspired that? I know that you weren't necessarily thinking that you wanted to work in costume and design when you first enrolled there.
Well, I was always hanging out with the theater students anyway. I was auditioning for plays. I came from experiences with theater in high school, after school, summer school.
What were some of the plays that you were in when you were in high school?
Oh, thank you for asking. Yes. I was Benita in A Raisin in the Sun.
Yes.
I was Alberta in Sty of the Blind Pig. My directing final was Day of Absence.
Wow.
I had the best instructors. Like, they were my mentors, my first mentors, because they were the ones that introduced me to Alice Walker and Wole Soyinka,
right,
and all of the plays that the Negro Ensemble Company was doing at the time when I was in college. I wanted to be around them, and I wanted to be doing black theater because I was reading all the plays.
Right.
I still have the books I had back then. And when I graduated, I wanted more. And I knew I needed more training as a costume designer. So I did internships.
At the Santa Fe Theater.
The Santa Fe Opera in New Mexico. I was there for a season. And then I drove to L.A. still thinking, I'm going to get to NEC, you know.
But it didn't quite happen that way.
No, I got to Spike Lee.
Right.
Yeah.
How did you then come from, you know, meeting him and then working on School Days?
Well, it actually was him coming to a performance, dance performance, where I had did the costumes for the dancers. And my senior recital was dance costumes at Hampton. I did our touring company. And he came, and he told me to get more experience in film. He inspired that. And from there, I, just thought about film, but really didn't think that it was dynamic enough, because I had just done opera. And then I felt like film was so realistic. It didn't translate immediately to me. I had to learn how to be a film costume designer, because theater, you have aesthetic distance, and the eye just eliminates detail as it travels to its subject. And with film, it's blown up 600 times its size, so the details are much more prominent than they are if they were on stage. So I had to actually learn how to dial it back. But for School Days, because it was a little bit more theatrical, it was the perfect film to start with. We had the fraternity, pledgees, we had the gamma rays, and we did a musical production, 2 of them, 3 of them in that film. There was a step show, And it was a subject that I had lived. Having gone to an HBCU, Hampton University, I knew all of that.
I think a lot about how costumes are so important in terms of establishing continuity in a film.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, I know film sets can end up being a little crazy.
Yeah.
Were there any times where a piece got lost and the character needed it and you had to find a way
to
create it again?
Okay, so in school days, Kaim Hershey wears a sweater that I designed with African masks on it. And a dear, dear friend who was a part of my internship, she was a draper, and she knit every day. I sent her the idea, and she knit that sweater for me. So my first film, I thought about Georgia Carney Darling, who could knit, and she told me how to lay out the pattern so that she could count the stitches and make that sweater with African masks on it.
Incredible.
And at the end of the show, which I thought it was the end of school days, it was the last day of shooting, I was hell-bent on keeping that sweater. So towards the end of school days, I packed the sweater with my personal belongings and sent it to the airport, and we needed that sweater for another scene, and I didn't realize it. And it was one of a kind. So we, in the middle of the night, traveled to the airstrip, and we managed to get the sweater.
Wow. So you're on an airstrip in the middle of the night getting this sweater.
Oh, my God. Digging out of my boxes, that sweater. I was hell-bent on keeping it. And then Spike gave it to Kaim Hershey.
He didn't even give you
the
sweater?
No, he did not.
Ruthie Carter, who's been nominated for the Oscar in costume design for her work on the film Black Panther. She spoke with Doreen St. Felix, who's a staff writer at The New Yorker.